Okay, so it's a Sunday afternoon, and I'm at the Congregational Hall here in Wivenhoe, and a session is in full flow, and I've very conveniently ducked out because my theatrical skills aren't that great. So to explain a bit more about what is happening, and I think what's going to be happening over the coming months, I'm being very kindly joined by Sheila, who has some grand plans for a fairly new theatrical project here in Wivenhoe. So Sheila, first of all, what is our subject matter? What are we talking about, please?
Right, well, we're talking about reviving the open-air Shakespeare in Wivenhoe. We have, in the past, done three open-air productions that have been community productions. I don't mean just the productions that visit. I mean, we've had professional companies with Mad Dogs and Englishmen in the past, but these are productions put on by the community. You know?
And when was the last time that there was an open-air Wivenhoe community production staged here, please, in the town?
The last time was back in 2004, too long ago, really, and it was Twelfth Night.
Which begs the question, so why are we now reviving this? What do you feel is right about the moment to once again stage some Shakespeare?
I've wanted to do this for a long time, but personally, my work's precluded it. One of the spurs to doing it now is I retired last summer. So I've started to plan to do Shakespeare. You can hear people in the background doing a vigorous workshop. And this year's, in 2012, we are inundated with Shakespeare all around the country in celebration of the Olympics and the festival that's concerned with it. And I thought, why should Wivenhoe be left out when we love Shakespeare here? So I thought this would be a good summer to do it.
And have we got any particular Shakespeare play in mind for 2012?
Yes, at the moment we're looking at The Tempest. If we can cast it, we'd like to do The Tempest because it's very popular. People love the magic, they love the music, and given the outdoor nature of the production, I think it would fit nicely with it.
So it's going to, of course, be an outdoor production, which I think is key to staging any open-air Shakespeare. Yeah. Locations are always tricky, really, to try and source. Is there anywhere in mind here in Wivenhoe where hopefully we'll be performing?
Yes, I mean, in the past we've used the lovely 10 Acres Garden, which now is no longer available, as people will know. So we've been looking around at other spaces. At the moment, we're looking at Millfield School, who have offered to host our production. And it has some good spaces to perform in, and they're very supportive, so that seems like a good plan. But we're still looking at other possible spaces, and some suggestions have come up today that we could explore.
And it seems very early days, or maybe not, because these show times come around quite soon. Yeah. Have we got a specific date where the open-air Shakespeare will be performed in Wivenhoe?
Yes, I mean, if it's performed at Millfields, which is looking likely, it will be the week beginning the 23rd of July, so that would mean opening on the 25th, Wednesday the 25th. So we do performances Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and two on a Saturday.
I think it's been very encouraging, this first session here on Sunday at the Congregational Hall. I turned up and the chairs in a circle soon had to be widened and more chairs were called for, which is always a good sign. So we've got around 20 or so people here who have stepped forward either in an acting role or in a production role, but I guess it's never too late really to take part. So are there any particular skills that we're still trying to source or recruit for, please?
Well, at the moment we have a lot of very enthusiastic general interest, which is good. We would definitely need someone to coordinate publicity and to get publicity kicked off. We need someone who would be prepared to take over the costume design and sourcing costumes and management of that. Someone specifically to do props, although we have offers from amongst the company here. Front of house, although we have a bar tent already on offer. So we have a lot of jobs already filled, but still a lot of things to do. And auditions haven't happened yet. This is a general workshop. There will be auditions in about a month's time, and I'll advertise those by poster on the Wivenhoe Forum, on a Facebook page we've got started for the group, so that people will hear about auditions.
And there's a fair number of males here, myself I'm included, but a specific call went out for a certain age range,
yes,
quite key for The Tempest.
Yes, if we do Tempest, we will need a younger man than we have had here today.
Very polite.
Yes. We're looking for someone in their late teens, early 20s to play Ferdinand. That's quite key to try and source.
Yeah. Okay, Sheila, that sounds wonderful. So that is all the details. So it is a revival of the Wivenhoe Open Air Shakespeare, taking place hopefully at Millfield School, and it's the week just before the Olympics all start.
That's right.
So fingers crossed for the weather. Any contact details? You mentioned the Facebook page. Is that a good place for people to maybe find out a bit more?
They can, or they can...
I would say join the Wivenhoe Forum and get a conversation going there.
Yes, so I could give you phone number, but it might be better if we could...
Wivenhoe Forum, stick it that way, yes. And I'm sure there'll be much more conversation around the town in the weeks and months to come.
Lovely.
I'll say break a leg, but I think this first meeting, if the enthusiasm is carried forward, it should be a huge success, hopefully.
It's been very encouraging, the turnout today, yes, thank you.
Well, thank you, Sheila.
Thanks a lot.